Good afternoon, or good, actually, good evening. Thank you for calling our Chop Viper. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Rachel Squires. How are you?
How are you, Rachel? I'm doing quite well.
I'm doing good. I got them to switch out our routers
Okay.
yesterday. Right, router, I think. I don't know what the technical term is. I think it was a router. And I'm trying to change the password and network name.
Sure.
And it's just not working. I went on to the app, and
Okay.
it's just not working for me.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely help out with that. Let me go ahead and get your service address, please, Rachel.
It's 28 Lewis Ave, Daugherty's, New York,
Perfect.
12477.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And what is the best phone number for me to reach you back at in case we get disconnected or need to reach back out?
Sure. It's area code 646-596-1068.
Perfect. All right, let me go ahead and pull up your account. That way we can take a look. And who's the account under, if you don't mind me asking?
It's under my husband's name, Mike Squires. Is that what you
Perfect.
mean? Yeah, the name.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct account.
Sorry, I'm scared. Sorry.
I need to do
Okay, and when they swapped out the router,
it.
did they set up the online the app profile for it?
All I know is that he had me download the app, and then he said I have to wait 24 hours before I could change the network and password.
Gotcha. And when was it
Yeah.
that they swapped out the router?
Why was it?
When was it?
Oh, when? Yesterday at four, a little bit before 4 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm wondering if maybe it's just taking a little bit of extra time, but let me go ahead and take a look into it for you.
Okay.
That way I can also change the password to whatever you would like.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So that might also be the best way to do it.
Might
So
be the
actually, I
best option,
do
yeah.
see that the home pass was created shortly before 4 p.m. I have a back-end system that allows me to take a look into the account profile for the router.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what did you want me to change the password to?
So all lower, I don't know if this will
Yes, it
work
is
for it,
going to
but
be case sensitive.
it is. Okay. Yeah, so we wanted to, he said to the tech or the guy that came, the tech said that it'd be, if you want to, you can just change it back to the password and the network name that we had before. That way everything would just match up automatically.
Yes, absolutely. Well, actually,
If that
so it
works.
won't match up automatically because the router will have a different technical IP address or MAC address.
Oh,
So you'll still have to change all the devices into this.
okay.
Anytime a password is changed or even a network ID is changed, it is going to have to go back through that setup,
Okay.
unfortunately.
Okay, so I guess it doesn't matter either way. But if we could keep the old password that we had, which is all lowercase, excited moon, 979.
Okay. And so just to confirm, that's all lowercase, EXCIT as in Thomas, EDMOON 979.
Yes.
Okay. And we're confirming that. That's what you want it set as. There's nothing additional to it.
No, but yeah, but just that, if that'll
Okay,
work,
perfect.
yeah.
So that is set. What was your network ID beforehand, please?
I guess it doesn't really. Yeah, if it's not going to change over, and we just have to do it anyway, I might as well just keep the network name, right? Because
I
is
mean,
it
it
silly to
doesn't
change it
matter.
back?
If you want to change it back, it's completely your decision. That way it's more personalized. That's usually the reason most people change the network ID, because sometimes
Or yeah,
people
so.
have neighbors and they'll select the wrong Arch Top Fiber with the wrong number.
Okay, yeah, that's very true. We do have a lot of people on our street that got it that switched over. So can we just do? Is it okay to put a last name on a network? Is that not a
Yeah,
smart
sure.
idea? Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Personally, I wouldn't do it just because, I mean, it really depends on, you know, like sometimes if you get bad people within the neighborhood or they're scoping something out, they may be able to find some information. Like I kept mine as the regular, actually, what did I do? Oh, I did mine as like my side business name. And then I did my password as something that I do regularly. Like my house is like, for example, we'll give an example. It's not the password, but I have a house full of gamers. So gamer house, for example. You know, just something simple like that, that most people wouldn't really think about. You know?
Yeah. So. How about, hold on, let me think for a second.
So like something you could do is maybe like if you're into a sport or something like that, you could do sport fan, like baseball or football, whatever the case may be. Something that customizes it to you, but at the same time doesn't divulge any information.
Right. That's very smart. I mean, I have two boys and they're wild. I guess we could do, let's just do Wild Boys.
Or you could do the Lost Boys.
Or Lost Boys. Oh, yeah, because, you know, I don't know, you don't want to give away that there's, like, children either, I guess, right? I'm like, overthinking this, I think.
No, you're definitely overthinking it if it's going to that point, no. But, I mean, like, the Lost Boys from, like, Peter Pan.
Yeah, oh, you know what I was thinking, actually, there's a movie called The Lost Boys about
vampires.
Vampires.
Yes, I love that movie.
No, that's a really good movie.
I actually have it on DVD.
Oh, yeah? I actually might, too. That's so funny.
There's a one and a two. There's a second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a second one. You didn't know that?
Maybe I saw it a long time ago and I just forgot, but whoa, I got to check that out. yeah, how about Lost Boys? That sounds great. Lost Boys.
So we'll do The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys, okay.
I'll do it all one word, but I'll capitalize the T, the L, and the B. That way it shows the difference in the words. When you're selecting the network anyway, it's not going to matter whether it's, you know, capitals or not. Maybe when you're manually typing it in, if you have to type in the manual information, then, but I mean, most devices nowadays, they provide you with a Wi-Fi list and just have you type the password.
Right. Yeah,
but now your network is configured to the Lost Boys and you've got your password set.
All right. Let me just double check that on my computer to just see. I trust you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have you on here.
Well, anyway, we once the password is set, we also can't see it on our end. So most of the time we'll forget about what we set it as unless you want us to. Actually, we can actually update that just for future troubleshooting purposes.
So I'm going to go in and just see if I can.
Because I do have that capability of updating that information.
Wi-Fi. Show available networks. Aha, I see it there. Lost Boys. Okay, and then I'm going to see if I can put in my password.
What, Mommy?
And then we had it as, I forgot what it was before the moon. Go ADHD.
Oh, good. It's connected. Yeah, it was Excited Moon 979.
Excited. There you go. I should have thought of that.
With our old router, and we were like, that's pretty cute. So I was like, you know what? I'll just keep that. So.
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, of course. So now if ever you have a question as to what it is, we do have your Wi-Fi password and your SSID saved in our system, at least for troubleshooting purposes.
Okay.
So if ever you lose it or you forget it, we have it saved there for you. Or if
perfect.
Mike wants to call in and be like, hey, I know my wife changed it, but I don't know what she changed it to help. Then we can
at
least...
Right. Yeah. I'll let them know, but yeah, it's always possible that he might do that.
And then, of course, you do have your Plume. It's Plume. Listen to me. You do have your Home Pass password. If ever you forget it, we do have that available for you with the email, the account email that you use for it. So if ever you get or forget the password, we can also provide that to you.
Okay, great.
All right. But thank otherwise, you are all set with regards to that being done. I would definitely keep an eye out on the app to see if maybe it updates the next few hours. Sometimes it can take over 48 hours. I'm not 100% with the app. I've seen different things with different customers. So I know there's always that variable.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
It's always
going to
vary.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Was there anything else that I might be able to assist with?
Nope. I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Art Stop Fiber. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Rachel. You as well. Thank you. Hopefully it's a little bit sunnier than it has been.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, but we can hope.
We can hope. Fingers crossed. Get the kids out of the house, right? I got to get my kid out of the house.
Yep. Get them off those games.
Right, exactly. She's nothing but Fortnite lately. Ugh.
Oh, she? Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
My
she's
son.
13.
How old is your daughter?
13.
She's 13? Is Fortnite something appropriate for... I'm sorry, this is a very weird question to be asking a tech one.
Yeah, no, actually, you're fine.
Is it
if
appropriate for
any,
a seven-year-old?
I mean, my son has shown interest. He's 8. Mm-hmm. He's more into Minecraft, though. But honestly, Fortnite is significantly more appropriate than Roblox. Stay away from Roblox.
Oh, yeah, because he likes that when he plays on a...
Yeah, unfortunately,
there
are game modes on Roblox that, unfortunately, I'm not going to use the word, but people who have an affinity for young children have actually been using it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Gotcha.
So even my daycare provider told me to stay away from Roblox. And, I mean, the game itself can be fun, but the user-created modes are the ones that, and unfortunately most of the modes are user-created. The daycare almost got into trouble because a girl that she had during their nap period where she allows the older kids to play on their tablets during quiet hour where some kids are taking a nap. Specifically, one character was spanking this young girl's character in there, and it was very inappropriate, and they were saying inappropriate things.
Yeah.
So that's where you need to, us as parents, we have to be so careful with now different games, especially the user-created
ones.
That's one.
Really good to know. Yeah,
there are user-generated modes on Fortnite, but there's a lot of fun ones. Like, they have an Uno one. They have, you have to jump on the specific color if it pops up. And really, there's not really a lot of chatting options as far as, like, typing into chat. Mm-hmm. There are some voice activities. So, I mean, I would say as long as there's no microphone that your kid is, you know, accessing, you can always have them mute the other people. So that is a possibility. And I believe that there's also an option where you can turn off the voice chat as far as that goes. So honestly, Fortnite, when it comes to a 7-8-year-old, it's not graphic. It's not bloody.
Good, because I didn't know what it was about. And I was like, I don't know, buddy.
The player versus players, yes, you are using guns and weapons to shoot at other players. But it doesn't show any, like, blood. If they go down...
Okay.
They go down on all fours and you're crawling to try and get to safety until your teammate resurrects you. If you're playing in a team mode, if you're playing solo, then your game is basically over and you can choose to queue up for another one. But when you quote unquote die, you're digitally taken away. It's like a little cube that comes over and, drops all your items. And it's like a little light, so at that point, it's not showing any graphic details. So personally, as a gamer, I do prefer Fortnite over Roblox as far as safety and security goes for my children.
Oh, that's so good to know. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Anytime. I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, we want to make sure that our kids are using internet safely. We want to make sure as parents that we're protecting them as much as we can. So of course, and being in the internet industry, you know, you learn a lot about what happens, but especially if you have younger children that are attending daycare, definitely find out from the daycares as to what they recommend. Because they'll be more in the know on the day to day of other children and experiences of other children. Because that's how I found out through my daycare provider that Roblox was turning into a dangerous platform.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Also, a good Google search will also help. There should be some articles out there for us parents. I know there's parents' magazines, too, that will also give insight to different things that we can do with our children, how to protect them. So, absolutely. Technology can be a blessing, but at the same time, it can be very dangerous. So we, as us as parents, of course, we want to be informed and we want to make sure we're making the right decisions for our kids. So of course, anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm always more than happy to give any tips that I know of.
Yeah, thanks.
Of course. I
know
that
might be a weird thing to ask, but I was like, well, you're a gaming house and we are a new gaming house, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
And, you know, the kids are going
to
hear from their friends, this game and this game. And, you know, I want to play these games. And then us as parents were like, well, what is this game? Like, what's it about? And, of course, it's up to us to find out. But, you know, another one that I thought was pretty good was Club Penguin. It is older. It's online on the computer, as far as I know. I don't know if they have any console versions. But that was very well geared towards children and was pretty good with it. It was like almost like a World of Warcraft, but more kid related.
Oh, okay.
So it was really cool. I think it did have like a subscription fee or something, but it was pretty cool for kids to get into gaming. Also, educational games are always fun if you can find them. I wish I could find this old educational game that I used to have as a kid, but I can never find it.
I'm all about the educational games. We did like the ABC Mouse. That was kind of like
I was always interested in it.
It was great. He liked it, and then he would get bored with it, and then he would want to do it again. And you know, you have to sign up for it for a certain amount of time. So
yeah, exactly. But what else might also help? The libraries up here are way different than when I lived in the city, but when I lived in the city, the public library, actually had games, educational games on their computers. A librarian might also give insight, since they deal a lot with kids, as to what you might be able to get recommended for educational games too. They might be more in the know.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Absolutely, because they deal with a lot of children, especially for reading. And I do know that they have computers. And, of course, you know, some kids want to play games while they're at the library. And, I mean, sure, they have their regular, board games and puzzles and things like that. But they may also be in the know, as far as librarians go, for educational video games that might be helpful.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely keep an eye out, do a little bit of research. You know, the internet is at our fingertips and can be so useful, but yet so detrimental to our development of our children.
absolutely. Well, I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. Rachel, did you have any other questions for me while I have you on the line?
Nope. Thanks.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And good luck on finding more educational games. One more suggestion, if I might. If you have a console, there's one called Saver Island or Island Saver.
Okay.
That one was really good because it teaches kids about pollution. It teaches them about spending, banks, and also interests and loans. And loan sharks too, by the way. There's a little loan shark that's in there. Like, hey, you don't have the funds to upgrade your cleaning tool. I'll give you a loan. And it teaches them about it. It's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Okay. Yeah,
definitely check out Island Saver. I think it's called Island Saver. But okay. It's all about cleaning up the pollution on this island and getting these animals back to being able to eat and feed them. And then they give you these coins and you save up these coins in the bank. And then you have taxes for every 10 coins. You pay a coin to the tax collector. It's great.
Yeah,
it's great. And it's awesome. Simple, too. It sounds so much more complicated. But they've simplified it so much for kids. It's great. So definitely check that out.
Great. It'll definitely
help
the
kids. You're so very welcome. But enjoy the little ones and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.